Hello, this is Melinda. I'm recording a new audio boo on my nifty handy dandy new SanDisk Sansa Clip Plus MP3 player, 4 GB, that we got under the auspice of taking it and lots more music with us on our, biennial, when it's over 2 years, family reunion trip to Minnesota, because the kids are older and they're squirmier, and we're going with grandpa this year instead of dad. So, you know, they need to entertain themselves more than entertaining me. This is actually mine, but Rihanna's going to use it and try it out and see if this is something she might like to have for her Christmas or her birthday. We'll get her one too. I'm not giving this one up. This is mine. I like it a lot. It's rated pretty highly on CNET's mini MP3 player list of good stuff. It had 4 stars. And it was above the list, above the iPods and everything else on the list. It was at the top of the list. So we did a good job. Got it for $45 at Radio Shack. Handy dandy. Right up the street. They had the sparkly red one, which was just sweet with me. I don't know why. I grew up liking blue and now I like red. Babies are happy playing in the bedroom with rented games for their Nintendo DS's. Jordan picked out a couple of different Lego type games. I think he's got Lego Batman and Lego Harry Potter. And Rihanna found a World of Zoo type game and another one called Spores.
I got a new game today. It's called Spork Creatures. It's really fun.
It's for what?
It's for a Nintendo DS game.
And we're going to take it on what?
We're going to take it on our family reunion trip to Minnesota.
I'll let you get back to it then.
Thank you.
Bye. Also making the trip with us will be sketchbooks, pen pencils, markers, other art making stuff that can be done in the back seat and out of way corners. However, this year we are not going to spend all our trip in my aunt and uncle's basement playing with Legos. Jordan's done that for 2 of the last family reunions that we've had, and he's 7, time to come out and socialize. You know, not that he doesn't socialize doing that. The cousins come down and play with him, and we get lots of play time. But he's promised to come out and play yard games and have some fun with everybody else this year. Because Dad's not going to be there to sit in the basement with him. We did take turns, so that's not bad. But, you know, he's agreed, so that's a good thing. So, I think my aunt said that we were expecting about 40-ish people this year. In the past, we've had 60, 70. First year was almost 100 people. It's declining a little bit, but it's still a good group. Uncle Curtis and Aunt Marilyn will be there, and that's like a first for them. They haven't been to one yet. Looking forward to it. Like a kid when I was growing up, riding with Dad up to Minnesota every summer. Lots of fun. I get to drive though. He is so not driving. I think that's all I have to say about that. Have a good day and be careful over this Independence Day weekend in the U.S. Be safe. Keep that garden hose handy. Don't let the kids hold the firecrackers in their hands.